Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us as we launch here into hour number three. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, freetalklive.com, 800-259-9231. We've been focused, though, for the last hour or so on Black Friday and all things related to it, including the sort of anti-Black Friday little protesty holiday thing that the environmentalists have come up with called Buy Nothing Day, which they're trying to cover as though it's just a friendly little message. Oh, it's just, we're just trying to encourage people to think before they buy and not to charge things on their credit cards. And, you know, if that's all they're talking about, then I agree with that part. People should be very conscious of the purchases they make. They should, you know, caveat emptor, buyer beware, do some research, make sure you're getting the deal you think you're getting.
Don't buy anything that you can't pay for today.
Absolutely. Don't charge it.
Consumer goods, I mean, if you're talking about food for your family, maybe you could. Maybe you're looking at credit cards. If you're looking at some health care you absolutely need to sustain health,
yeah,
maybe you're looking at credit cards. But when you're talking about buying plastic crap that people are going to play with and have fun, no. And that doesn't mean go buy the plastic crap so that people can play with and have fun, or electronic goods or whatever, and then go buy the food with a credit card. No, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean buy the one, then cash, and then buy the other on the credit card.
So if that's all they're saying, then that would be fine. But there's more to their message. As you suggested last hour, Mark, there's sort of, that's maybe the top layer to the message. But as you dig down, you start exploring this world of the anti-consumerist culture, it just spins out of control into, you know, complete insanity. And I was looking during the news break at some more articles about this movie, What Would Jesus Buy? And, you know, this is like the new anti-consumerist movie. Apparently, they talk about the guy who's behind the film was just extolling the virtues of government being involved in stopping Walmart from coming to communities. They were talking about how wonderful it was that government in one California town, for instance, took by eminent domain the land that Walmart was going to utilize to purchase or to build a new store on. So Walmart had plans in the works to build a new store, and the city said, "Yep, that's all right. We'll be taking that piece of property." And they used eminent domain to snatch the property out from under them. And of course, that was being hailed as, "Oh, this is wonderful. They're putting a stop to Walmart. Walmart is evil."
Right?
Blah,
you know,
blah,
and
blah.
And they hail this as a populist effort, as though but it's not a populist effort. It's an effort by a bunch of radicals on one side, which is fine that if a group of people can get some things done, but when you're talking about using force against Walmart, an organization, in order to get what you want, no, you're not doing the right thing. Really, what's populist is Walmart. Walmart's very populist. It wouldn't make any sense to open Walmart and have the low margins that they have if a whole bunch of people didn't shop there.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of people. More people than are ever involved in keeping Walmart out of community shop in a Walmart.
We always love going to Walmart and seeing just any old day, the parking lot's packed. And Julia, my girlfriend, frequently makes comments like, "Boy, it sure is a good thing that no one shops at Walmart. I mean, everybody shops at Walmart. Of course it's in demand." So please, stop using your government rules and diktats to prevent people from doing business in the way they want to do things. And again, I was just scanning through this article, just sort of getting a feel for the attitude of these people. They apparently were trying to bring people's attention to the way the products are manufactured. Because that's the other side of this. There's the whole buying things.
Right.
You shouldn't buy things. Buying things is bad. There's something bad about that. And then there's, oh, and don't forget, if you buy things from the wrong country, then you're supporting slave labor or sweatshops.
Well, they use the terminology slave labor, and it's not slave labor. That's a damn lie. These people, largely, there are some slaves in the world, but usually they're in Eastern
Africa. There's some prison labor. That's out there. But
there's prison labor in the United States.
That's true.
Okay? I'm sorry, but a lot of the lawn furniture that you buy was made by prisoners in the United States. They're good labor. I mean, the prisoners choose to want to work there. In a lot of cases, they never force anybody to go to work.
That's a minority of manufacturing firms, anyway.
Absolutely,
I'm just pointing out that it exists.
It does. Okay. Now, let's go on. Most people that make most products at Walmart, not slave labor. Now, probably people in financial conditions you would not rather be in.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to make their financial condition any better by stopping Walmart or stopping people from buying those products.
Right. Then you're just going to impoverish them. They're going to go back to the farm.
Yeah, let's imagine for a second you live in abject poverty in a mud house.
These people can't imagine that, Mark.
In China. Well, shut up for a second. Let them shut up for a second.
We'll let them try to.
I don't mean you. I mean the people that would be imagining. Imagine you live in a mud hut in the middle of China. You have almost nothing for income.
Mm-hmm.
You manage to grow a little bit of food on your land to feed your family.
Breaking your back to do it.
And your children work in the fields that you have, the field that you have, the small mm-hmm. area that you have to grow stuff on. And then the little bit that you have left over, you sell for some other things so that you can feed your family. And then up pops a factory. Or perhaps you decide, I'm going to go to a different province far away and I'm going to work so that I can earn two or three times as much as I would be able to make selling these products.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave this land in the care of my wife and my brother who lives next door and my kids. They're going to, they're going to handle the farm. I'm going to go make some money. Okay, are they slave labor? No. They're in as a person that's doing their very best they can in order to make some money, and they've been given an opportunity.
They're moving up.
Now, let's say for a second, let's take it even farther. Let's say the factory's a little closer. You have the opportunity. This is a different factory. It suddenly popped up. It's closer.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have the opportunity to either put your kids to work in the fields where they're going to be put to work because they're not going to grammar school in a big giant brick building like your kids are going.
Yeah.
Because there isn't one. They're not going to a high school because there isn't one. For one thing, most of the crap you learn in high school is largely useless in a third world country anyway. I mean, them knowing what an isosceles triangle is, absolutely useless.
Right.
But what is useful is a little bit of money so that they can eat. Now, suppose you say, well, I've got my 10-year-old son. He can go work in this factory, and he can make a little bit more money so that we can move up out of this. We can actually buy a goat. A goat! Not a car, not, consumable items, but a goat
mm-hmm.
so that they can have some milk, so they can get some protein. And so they send their son to work in the factory. He would have been working on the farm. Don't tell me that farm work isn't dangerous.
Yeah.
Now he goes to work in the factory. Are the conditions there OSHA approved? They probably are not. But they weren't in this country either. It's completely unfair for us as an economic giant to tell another country how they have to run their factories and things. Because it costs more to run a factory in a particular, a particularly safe fashion. It costs more to have them entirely safe and have people, only working 40-hour weeks and all these other things that we come to expect in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It costs more. So by stopping consuming these items from China, what do? We send these people back to the Stone Age so that they're digging furrows in their land with sticks and a piece of rock that they're, making these furrows with and pulling it behind a cow. A cow if they're lucky.
Yeah,
likely
right.
They're pulling it behind their wife or husband.
Man.
And this is what you're doing to people when you're saying don't buy stuff that is made with, slave labor from China. This is the thing you're doing to people, and it's sick, it's mean, and it's disgusting. Stop it.
Man, you hit it on the head.
Absolutely.
There.
This is the kind of childish nonsense that these lefties are into. And it's so sick. Think about what you're doing. They don't even stop to think. You know, one of their preachers comes along, and they're not really preachers. They don't wear a collar. They're just, they've seen something on the internet, and then somebody had some patchouli on, and they
right.
would bang on a bongo drum or whatever, and these idiots believe it. Stop and use some critical analysis, you dolts.
Right. They get so
economics
upset.
Runs this world.
Yeah, they don't understand it. They can't see it from an alternative perspective. The fact is, if you're making 20 cents an hour at a factory putting shirts together, that's better than the 5 cents an hour you might have been making harvesting milk from goats on a farm.
If you're lucky, these people don't even have goats.
Right.
I mean, what they're doing is it's rice. That's rice. Go to the store and see what rice costs. And that's
right.
Here in the United States. It costs nothing. They make nothing growing rice.
Comparatively to us, 20 cents seems like nothing because we're used to making $7-$20 an hour here in America, but 20 cents an hour in their economy is something. It pays the bills. It puts food on the table. There's a reason why they're accepting the jobs. They're a step up. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Is your child protected for the future? Gerber Life Insurance Company offers you a way to help protect your child through its Grow Up Plan. It's a $5,000 whole life insurance policy that costs less than 20 cents a day. When your child is 21, that protection doubles automatically to $10,000 with no increase in premiums. So call now for your free information package.
Call 1-800-555-1212.
It's a free call for free information only. There is no obligation. Remember, any healthy child 12 and under is eligible to apply for the Grow Up Plan. When you decide to apply, no medical exam is necessary. Just answer a few questions. Help give your child a head start on the future today.
Call 1-800-462-0425 for your free information kit, the Gerber Life Grow Up Plan. Call 1-800-462-0425. That's 1-800-462-0425. Call 1-800-462-0425.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there. Got a lot of stuff to talk about on there. 300,000 posts. Lots of people interacting. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Wow and amaze your techie friends with a new Zero Blaster. It shoots smoke rings 12 feet. They're a perfect gift for anyone who likes neat stuff. Get your Zero Blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com. You won't get that at Walmart.
The Zero Blaster, ZeroToys.com.
There you go, 800-259-9231. We go to the phones and to your calls. Vince in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Vince.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Listen, I was reading this article in the Indianapolis Star here. It says, some sex offenders' limits were halted, and it talks about the Georgia State Supreme Court on Wednesday. He declared the unconstitutional state laws restricting where they may live. It says here about 10,000 registered sex offenders are forbidden to live within 1,000 feet of a school, playground, house of worship, school bus stops, or other places where children may assemble.
Wow. So wait, you're telling me Georgia's Supreme Court has declared that law unconstitutional?
Unconstitutional because it, according to the article here, the case is an Anthony Mann, who in the 202 played no contest in North Carolina to indecent liberties with a child. And he was on the state sex offenders registry, but not as a predator. He later married. His wife bought a home in Hampton, Georgia, and then, I guess, you know, maybe a year later or so, a child care facility moved with him. 1,000 feet of his property line.
So then he had to move. So he's the guy that took the case to court. And that is incredibly good news. I hope because different state Supreme Courts can still be cited as precedent in other states. So I hope that other people who are trying to turn their life around and just move on will also challenge similar laws in other states and get these laws abolished, because it's an absolute outrage. The idea that you get convicted for a crime, you go to jail, you do whatever time has been, you know, assigned to you, and then when you get out, all of a sudden you aren't a free person anymore. You can't even choose where you want to live if it falls within one of these restricted zones. It's absolutely outrageous. Vince, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the story.
Some states have done bus stops, too. Can you imagine 1,000 feet of schools, churches, daycare facilities, bus stops? I mean, it pretty much, when you start drawing circles, it leaves nothing but if it leaves an area, it leaves tiny, tiny little areas.
Yeah.
And what will the politicians do when they see these areas and find out somebody moved there? They'll put another bus stop in.
Well, right. We found out that essentially what that was doing was drawing all of the sex offenders to the same place.
Right. Sex offender enclaves.
Right.
And then, you know, it's not like there's plenty of people. I know one. I've met one person, two actually, personally, that, you know, they got sex charges for whatever reason. One guy had sex with a girl that was like 16 or 15 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the other guy, got a bunch of charges, and among them was having child porn on his computer, which, you know, he had this. Back in the day, he used to download all kinds of different stuff all at once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't the same as going and viewing it online. You had to download the GIFs, because the computers weren't big enough to be able to, you know, the connections, the modems weren't big enough to be able to view these things. And so what he had was, you know, the cops claimed, that girl looks under 18. This is child porn. Bam.
Right, they have no proof.
He had no idea that... And he didn't want to take it to trial, because if he took it to trial, he couldn't take just one charge to trial. He had to take them all.
Oh, boy.
So he couldn't, you know, plead. You know, they gave him a package deal. So he didn't know that he was going to be on one of these sex offender registries. They didn't even have those back then.
These sex offender charges.
And now he has two kids. And what about those two kids? Now they have to live in a sex offender enclave.
Yeah, right? That's not good news. These sex offender laws are ruining people's lives who made a mistake, maybe.
Right,
or
do you want to make it hard for an ex-convict to make good in his life? Is that what you want? Do you want to make it difficult for somebody who made a mistake to get back into the straight and narrow? Because you know what happens if they don't go in the straight and narrow? They come out and they hurt somebody. And the people that pass these laws are responsible for the fact that they hurt people.
Good on the Georgia Supreme Court. Good decision on that particular on their part on this one. Let's continue with the calls. Frank in Oregon, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hey, guys. Have you guys heard of this Operation Live Free or Die campaign that the Google engineer, I believe his name is VJ, started?
Yeah. VJ's been on our show, as a matter of fact.
And he's no longer a Google engineer.
Our interview of him is posted at guests.freetalklive.com. And, yes, he has quit his job. He's apparently going to be heading out to New Hampshire here in a matter of days to work full-time on the Ron Paul campaign. And his website is seattleliberty.com. And that's where people can learn more about Operation Live Free or Die, which is essentially a goal. He has a goal of bringing 1,000 activists and move them to New Hampshire for a temporary period so they can work for the Ron Paul campaign. And I think it's a brilliant idea. How do you feel about it?
Well, I'm going to have some time coming up real soon, and I'm thinking about doing the same thing, but I don't have a lot of resources, so I'm wondering, I mean, you think I should start with maybe NH3, post some messages, see if, you know, somebody can maybe put me up for...
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Definitely. You should definitely do that. Go to NHfree.com, go to the forums there, and post there. You're going to find, I'm sure, a group of friendly people or a handful of people that are willing to do exactly that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from the Northwest, so it's a cross-country thing for me. So I could, you know, I can afford probably the flight, but, you know, definitely not rent or anything like that.
As I understand it, VJ has said something about they're going to have forums coming up soon or some sort of way for people to really easily connect with people in New Hampshire beyond just going to the NH3 forums. But hope to see you here. It'll be a great excuse to come out to New Hampshire and tour around the state and see what's going on with all the activism here, the liberty activism. Pretty exciting stuff. So thank you for the call, Frank. I hope to see you here in New Hampshire soon. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Zim in Quebec. You're on Free Talk Live, Zim.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, you guys have been arguing about the whole deal with the girl that killed herself on MySpace the last few days.
We haven't been arguing.
I don't think there's been an argument, but what about it?
Okay, well, my whole point is my wife made she brought up a point tonight. You know, you guys were saying that you know, that you couldn't find a point of saying that the woman that impersonated the guy had done anything wrong legally.
Right. Okay, let's hear it.
Well, what about her, you know, Bill called in and had mentioned that she was committing fraud, and there was some discussion on that, but she's an adult that is taking advantage of a child, you know, as a fraud.
Yeah, but there's no taking advantage. I mean, the child was not out any money. She didn't lose any property. So there's no taking advantage in that way, in that fraud is typically defined. She was certainly playing with her emotions. She was manipulating her in that way and trying to affect her mentally. But there wasn't any real taking advantage of in any physical form.
And okay. The other thing that I'd like, another point that I'd like to make is what the officials are proposing that somebody who did this in the future, because the officials can't charge her, what they're proposing somebody in the future gets is up to 90 days in jail and up to a $500 fine. This woman is being fined far more by the marketplace than $500.
Yeah, I agree.
She's, you know, as far as losses, you know, in the case of jobs and doing business in the community and that kind of thing, she's paying a heck of a lot more than $500. And I don't think we need the guns of government in this particular one.
No, not at all. Any final thoughts?
No, I think you guys do a great job.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind on the way. Everything from immigration to the Girls Gone Wild founder being tortured. We'll find out that's all.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25
25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want toll free. 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. And those include, by the way, the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download it right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. We go to the phones to the fun. Vic is on the line in Wisconsin. Vic, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
I was kind of concerned about, you know, that we're all talking on the internet and moving to New Hampshire. Aren't we kind of lining ourselves up for
the exterminators?
For what, sir?
For, I mean, they're going to know where we're at, right?
Pretty sure they already know where you are. Do you have an address? Do you have mail sent to your house?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. So they pretty much already know where you are. What is your concern exactly?
Wouldn't it be better to just like keep our thing kind of secret and like
what thing, sir? What thing? What are you referring to?
Well, I mean, there's some big stuff coming down.
What are you talking about?
Like the government and Rothschild and...
I don't really even believe that you're really a conspiracy theorist. Like, what do you mean, big stuff?
Big stuff, like what, probably in like the next 3 months, the ID card and...
What ID card?
And
the real ID card? The national ID card?
Yeah.
They backed that off for 4 years.
Yeah,
at this
19.
Point.
No, I've been, no, more than 4 years. It's out to what, 2015, wasn't it? Or 2013?
I thought it was 12, but okay. Yeah. Either way, they've backed off the Real ID. The states have.
Several states have rejected it.
States have said that they're not going to go for it. Now, I'm not saying that there's not. The government's not growing by leaps and bounds and that. You know, they're not using violence against certain
right.
people. They certainly are, but I don't think that by being ineffective and we're going to, you know, ineffective by being all spread out that we're going to have any success in stopping the government from doing this anyway.
Yeah.
They're already doing it.
Right.
So we might as well be effective in an area, you know, rather than not be effective.
You know, I understand where Vic's coming from. It can be frightening, the idea of going and getting active. I mean, getting active, especially if you're going to be publicly visible, means that more attention will be drawn to you, and certainly you could be targeted by people in government for some sort of retaliation. And Vic, thanks for the call. Certainly Julia, my girlfriend, when she was running for city council here in Keene, New Hampshire, she was targeted, absolutely. The attorney general threatened her with up to 7 years in prison for promising to give her paychecks away to voters. So there's no doubt that people in the liberty movement are going to have to fight some fights, and maybe some people are going to go to jail. I mean, we've already seen it happen with some of our civil disobedience activists, but that's what they were looking for. I mean, they were looking for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
If you're a behind-the-scenes person just working on a website, your risk is very, very minimal. If you're somebody standing on the side of the road holding a sign, again, nobody really knows
not
who
a lot
you
of
are.
Risk.
Right, not a lot of risk there. And if you're really concerned, put a V-mask on, and then no one will know who you are. You know, there are certainly ways to do activism in an anonymous fashion, but if you are somebody who's considering coming across the country or moving your life to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, I would think you've already considered things like this and have made the decision based on the understanding that things could get a little bit nasty. I personally don't believe that's very likely because I think that we're stronger when we're together. I think that we're stronger when we make a stand for liberty together instead of separately spread out across the country. Being where you are is what has been going on for the last several decades, and it hasn't gotten us anywhere.
Right.
Getting together is going to make a difference. If you're worried that they're going to drop some nuclear weapon on New Hampshire or going to roll in the tanks, then you just stay right where you are because I'm not interested in having that brand of paranoia living near me. Thank you very much.
You know, and when you start, you know, talking about people that have been arrested, Lauren Canario, she's been arrested on multiple occasions at this point, and she's trying to essentially mm-hmm. get arrested, and she said she was counting on it. But the authorities pretty much don't know what to do with her.
No, they can't handle it.
Because people show up at the jail and protest that she's there. They call the jail and say, let free Lauren Canario. She gets the prisoners all whipped up. They chant, free Lauren Canario.
Right. That doesn't happen with your average prisoner.
I mean, look, they understand how to handle you if you're holed up in your bunker with some weapons. They get that. They know what to do. If you're hiding out in your house and being ineffective, they're not worried about you because you're not doing anything. If you're doing something in New Hampshire and you're doing it in a non-violent fashion, yeah, they haven't figured out what to do about that.
Here's the other thing that
they're not whipping out billy clubs and cracking people's skulls.
Yes. Here's the other thing that can frustrate them is that a lot of the things going on here in New Hampshire are being done out in the open. There's no secrecy here. At least not with the people that I am associating with.
Mm-hmm.
You want to find out what we're doing? Go to nhfree.com. Go to freekeen.com. Get on the forums and talk to people. But there are posts in there that outline exactly what we're planning on doing.
Mm-hmm.
They outline the locations, the times, the people that are going to be there. It's all being done publicly. All of the protests that you hear about, all of the activism that you hear about on this show, none of these things are being planned in secret. That's what they want. They want secrets. They want you to,
right,
you know,
that way they can infiltrate.
Right. They can't infiltrate us now because we don't care. Come
right.
on in. Our meetings are public.
What are they going to infiltrate us for? Protesting and speaking about peaceful methods?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like infiltrating the Quakers.
I understand that there are a lot of people out there that feel the way that Vic does.
Mm-hmm.
He can't really necessarily explain his fears, but it involves government and being violent and nasty.
Shadowy figures.
Right. He's not really sure what they're going to do, but they're evil. They're controlled by this evil New World Order and, you know, the world
Whatever.
Of the conspiracy people. You know, and they're going to stop at nothing to put down this freedom movement. And so, therefore, why should we get together and just become targets for these people? We just should stay where we're at, stay under the radar, and hunker down and not do anything for freedom. And let's just stay here and quiet.
And if this is the case, if that is in fact what they're willing to do, if they're willing to
do anything,
yeah, do stuff, put snipers on buildings and take out the freedom activists. Mm-hmm. Why haven't they shot me yet? Why haven't they shot
about you? Jason Zorins, the founder of the Free State Project? You want to talk about sending a message?
You know, people that have cracked the code, like Alex Jones. Why haven't they taken out? What about Ron Paul? For God's sakes, he's running for president.
He's a dangerous man.
Look, as long as you're pursuing peaceful means, you don't have anything to worry about, Vic. And come on, move to the Free State Project. We've just assuaged all your fears.
There's no point in worrying.
Sign up tonight.
And that's just it. If you're a worrywart, then you aren't the right person for the Free State Project. Because there's no point in worrying.
I think worrywarts have the opportunity to overcome their fear.
I think they should, but if you're a worrywart, then you haven't overcome your fears. Because if you're worrying, then you're focusing on, you know, what you don't want in life, and that's not healthy for you.
Right. If you focus on the things you don't want, what do you think you're going to get? The things you focus on are the things that you're going to get.
So they say, and I've seen that to be pretty much true in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really no point in worrying. You either believe in freedom and believe in liberty enough to do something about it, and you don't have to. And when I say do something, I don't necessarily mean join the Free State Project and do like we've done and come here to New Hampshire. You can do things where you are. I mean, you can fly under the radar where you are, like Vic, or you can do something where you are. You can start an activism group, a Ron Paul meetup group. You can go and join the libertarian movement or an anti-tax
group. I'm reasonably sure joining the Free State Project is the most effective thing you can do.
I agree. Certainly we're advocates for that. But you can still do something where you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a doer, you can't be a worrier. Because you'll drive yourself crazy thinking things like Vic is thinking.
Oh, they're going to find me. They know where I am. They're going to attack. They're going to roll in the tanks. They're going to blow things up. They're going to hurt us. They're going to throw me in jail.
Well, maybe they will.
And, you'll survive jail, by the way.
Yeah. This is,
as long as you're ready to handle jail, you should have some money set aside. You should own your property.
I always find it useful to compare revolutions. You know, this being the second American Revolution, comparing it to the first one. We have it so easy.
Right.
There are no redcoats armed in the streets. Sure, there are some jackbooted thugs out there, but it's a completely different situation. Our lives, for the most part, are not on the line. Our freedom is on the line, but our houses probably aren't going to get burned down in the process, and all we really need to do is get together and make a stand for freedom and speak out and help people understand liberty. Born Away, Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at TWRadios.com. That's TWRadios.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at TWRadios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want, even these remaining moments. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features there. We give them away, and if you want to help out the show, then buy some of our stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Go to store.freetalklive.com, and you can pick up Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats and hoodies. We've got lighter bottle opener combos, also the DVD Classic Archive Collector sets. We even have some original designs like the Free Marketeer flag and t-shirt. All that is there at store.freetalklive.com. That's store.freetalklive.com. We've just gotten off the phone a few moments ago with Vic, who was sounded a little frightened, sounded a little scared about Moving for Liberty and liberty activists all getting together. If you've listened to the show before, you know that Mark and I were both Free State Project members. Free State Project, a movement of liberty-loving activists to one state, state of New Hampshire. The idea basically was that, well, the people in the liberty movement, they've been trying so hard for decades, and they just really haven't gotten anything accomplished. Not significantly. I mean, some people have been brought into the fold, and certainly the movement's bigger now than it's ever been, but nothing really
tangible, quantifiable, I think, is probably the best way to describe it.
Nothing really hard and tangible, yeah. So the idea was, well, let's concentrate our activism, because the liberty activists in America just spread too thin. So let's get them together in the same place, essentially have a migration for liberty. Not too dissimilar from the way people used to migrate to this country. They used to migrate here to be more free. Well, we're migrating to New Hampshire to be more free and to be active for liberty. But a lot of people get frightened by that. They're scared of the government, and for good reason. The government is a scary organization of people that, you know, that use violence to get their way. So I understand where it comes from. But there's a certain I think there's a certain threshold, a line in the sand that everyone has. And once you've crossed that line, it doesn't matter anymore. Once you've crossed that line in your mind, once the government has pushed you so far, or you've seen the government pushing other people, and you know the government has just become so abhorrent in the things that they do, that you've just said to yourself, you know what, come what may, I'm getting active, I want my voice to be heard, I'm getting out there and I'm going to do something. And so many people have had that line crossed, and they've gone so far as to come here to New Hampshire and get active with the Free State Project. And I don't think there's really not necessarily anything for them to be frightened of.
there's always that looming possibility of, you know, the government rounding people up, throwing them into detention camps, dropping nuclear weapons. But if that's the stuff you're spending your time thinking about, then you really need to get your head straight and put it in a just completely different location.
If you want to come to New Hampshire and buy a bunch of land, create a compound, and get a bunch of your friends with the AK-47s and you know, hang out and dare the government to come in and get you, however, you've got some things to worry about. Because the government, it doesn't matter whether you're in New Hampshire or anywhere else. By the way, as far as I'm concerned, you're not particularly welcome to be violent in New Hampshire.
No, there's no interest in having violent people come here at all. We want nonviolent
activists.
I do think
that guns are okay, but using them, you know,
defense.
Yeah,
right.
You know, using them in a forceful manner is not the right thing. Protect yourself is fine. But the government can handle that. They're good at it.
Exactly. They don't know how to handle the nonviolent stuff, and so we're going to throw it at them, and we'll see what sticks. We'll see what doesn't work. Again, I'm excited to be here, and I think every other activist that is here is absolutely excited. You know, amongst the people that have moved here, I've never once heard any discussion of, oh, no, what if they're going to bomb us, and what if this and that? You know, all these sort of irrational fears that we've heard from some of the callers on this show. The activists that have come here don't have that. They're not carrying that baggage with them at all. So I wanted to make that clear. And also, just sort of as an aside, about the Free State Project, there's the way that a lot of the movers are coming here, the people that are moving to New Hampshire, they're coming here, they're moving in, they're getting settled into their communities, they're, you know, getting active maybe as a volunteer with doing something, working in a food kitchen or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
I got a public access show.
So. Getting to know their neighbors and that sort of mm-hmm. thing. And they're very, very quiet about the fact that they're Free State Project members. And I have an appreciation for that approach. I understand where they're coming from. They want to meld into their communities before people find this out about them. So
I think it's better to be a Granite Stater than a Free Stater.
That I understand. But I think that even the other approach, the approach that we're taking, Mark, because we can't just come in.
No, there's
and
no way we can get, you know, just say, oh, Free State Project, what is that?
Right. We do a radio show and everybody knows it. And so we have to be out in the open about what we're doing and we have to be honest mm-hmm. and upfront. And
otherwise, we're liars.
Not to say the other people are being dishonest. I'm sure if asked, they would tell the truth. It's just that, you know, if you don't say something, it's not a lie. So
in our case, you know, it's leaving something unsaid.
Right. So we're very, very upfront about it. And I think that there hasn't really been any negative fallout from that. We've had some anonymous attacks.
Oh, I think that there are people that don't like the idea that we're Free Staters. And New Englanders, I think, are a little more tight-lipped, too. But there's a bunch of people here that like the idea that we're here to back them up. But
even from the other side, even from the opposition, the government people, there's been some level of open-mindedness.
They have to. We live here now.
Right. They're not being the only attacks that have come, Mark, have come come anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
The everybody else has been very reasonable and communicative and I don't know, maybe they don't understand our positions yet, but it seems like some of them want to. For instance, tomorrow morning I'm going to be on a local show on the talk station here in mm-hmm. Keene. I'm going to be co-hosting the show as a guest, essentially guest
right.
host.
And these people are government people. They are city council members. They had no
right.
reason whatever. None.
She didn't have to ask me on the show. I didn't ask to be asked on the show. I just sent her an email thanking her for promoting Free Talk Live because we're on the station here locally now.
Right,
on
she
Saturday
promoted
nights.
A show that is, you know, a locally nationally syndicated show,
right,
a local
so.
Nationally syndicated show.
And I've called the show a few times just as a caller. I never mention my radio show when I call in.
Right, who would, you know, that's
and so I just call in as a caller, and I've made my points, and they've asked good questions. You know, it hasn't really been as combative as I thought it might end up being. And, you know, your results may vary depending on the community you move into and mm-hmm. who you're dealing with. But at least around here, I've been pleasantly surprised. And the lady that's going to be interviewing me tomorrow, she asks some thoughtful questions. They're questions that you can tell are coming from the perspective of somebody who's never really considered these things before. Like, she's a statist, but only because that's the default position in America.
Right. You know, she's a person who makes laws and, gosh darn it, people that make laws should make laws is the way they see it in a lot of cases.
Right. So my point here is that despite the fact that Free Talk Live has come crashing into town, getting front page articles written about us
mm-hmm.
and anonymous attack blogs and, you know, the attorney general threatening Julia and all this other what could be perceived as negative attention, the general acceptance has been fairly decent so far.
It has.
Considering the iconoclastic nature of the things that we're doing.
I don't know what it's like in other towns, but Keene is a nice, well, I guess you'd call it a little city or big town.
And I think it has to do with the way you communicate and the way you approach the issues and, you know, how reasonable you sound. You don't get out of control and that sort of thing. And so we'll see how I do tomorrow morning, because I'll have a full 2 hours to take phone calls from people and address the issues and explain.
I'm sure there'll be, now, you know, talk radio has a tendency to be a bit more combative and controversial.
And
so
the crowd that listens to this show are the political, you know, the political junkies. So
right.
We're definitely going to go at it, but, you know, it's going to be interesting, and so far it's been pretty positive. I just wanted to share that. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything. Talk to Anna in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Anna.
Hey, I just wanted to mention to a lot of the parents out there and just everybody out there, I work in a clothing store, a very large, high-end clothing store, and I work in the receiving department. When I open up those boxes, you can't believe the fumes of the pesticides that are coming out of those boxes are so strong, it just starts knocking out. And they're all coming from places like China and Sri Lanka and places where there's no regulation for pesticides and so on.
Would they be putting pesticides on clothing?
So that moths and stuff don't get into them, they can store them.
Yeah, that's what I assume. And, I mean, this stuff is really, I was raised on a ranch, and I've spent... I've also worked at in a nursery, and I know the smell of very toxic pesticides when I smell it. And
Anna, I believe what you're saying. It makes perfectly good sense.
I encourage everybody, when you get your kids all these new clothes for Christmas,
wash them
thoroughly several times.
Always a good idea.
Wear them.
Not just new clothes. I mean, people presume that because something's brand new that it's clean. It's not. I mean, even if it's like a glass that you buy off the shelf, don't put a drink in that. Wash it before you use it. It seems like common sense, but maybe it's not.
I met a lady not too long ago, and her daughter was in the oncology unit in Spokane, and she, her daughter was there because she had gotten very sick from the pajamas that she was wearing. She'd even washed them several times,
wow,
she said, but her daughter became very, very ill from the toxic pesticides that were on the pajamas.
Good advice,
Anna. And, you know, I don't know what the alternative is. Where can you find organic clothing? It's not very easy to find.
Yeah, I can't afford that crap. I got to buy this stuff cheap, and it's just that's a reasonable thing to do. Just throw it in the washer, and you should be good to go. Thanks for the suggestion. Thank you for the call. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We shall return tomorrow for the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can join us online in the meantime, where the conversation continues at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Tired of